There is one God, and there is one mediator, Jesus Christ, who came as a ransom for all, to whom we testify.
This is an sure and worthy and humble acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed throughout the world, taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, church, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas.
If fourth Sunday of Advent, love for the Lord. My soul will magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoice in God's Savior. Luke chapter 1, 46 through 47. Brandon King.
Mary said, "With all my heart I glorify the Lord. In the depths of who I am, I rejoice in God my Savior. He has looked with favor on the low status of his servant. Look, from now on, everyone will consider me highly favored, because the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He shows mercy to everyone, from one generation to the next, who honors him as God. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered those with arrogant thoughts and proud inclinations. He has pulled the powerful down from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty-handed. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, remembering his mercy, just as he promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and to Abraham's descendants, forever."
Mary, excited to be pregnant with Jesus, rejoice in God and give thanks for God having chosen her. Mary, praise expands from personal to universal. Her word described God's love to the lonely, the powerless, and the hungry. Mary will bear a child whose name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. This is love. Who are the lonely, powerless, and hungry people in your community? Consider calling a homeless shelter or food pantry to ask what they need. How can you offer assistance during the Advent season as a way of welcoming Christ? Prayer. Our spirit rejoices in you, O God. Thank you for the love you continually show us. May your love work through us as we strive to show your love to others. Amen.
Thank you all very much. It's nice to have Brandon with us today. And I saw that they all came from the family. I certainly really love it.
Thank you.
may be seated. This proves it.
I think so too.
But an angel Gabriel came and told Mary, name that boy Jesus. That'll be a good thing for him. And Mary listened to God. Mary was very obedient to the angel and to God. So for Christmas, we are to be obedient, right?
Yes.
If we're obedient, do we get more presents?
Yeah.
I've been pretty good. I don't see many presents under my tree. If we're good, God treats us good, doesn't he?
Yeah.
We don't like to talk about the obvious. Let's pray, okay? I want to thank God for all of you and your names, okay? Gracious God, thank you for these precious children here this morning, Father. You have named each one of them just the right name. And Father, we're grateful for them this morning. We love you and we give you thanksgiving for each one of them. Father, it's Merry Christmas. It's remembering your Son, Jesus. We pray in his holy name. And we all say,
Amen.
All right. So now you're going to Sunday school. You're going to be going to back. You're going to Sunday school. Karen, I'm so glad to see you come to church this morning because we've been worried, pretty worried this week. She had gotten some not so good news on the initial PET scan, right? And she's had follow-up testing, and this week has found out that her cancer is still in remission. And there's some scar tissue and different things in the bone. So Karen, we continue to celebrate that and just proclaim God's healing on you and so grateful for the gift you've been given. So continue to pray for you. So keep caring in your prayers as well. It's been a scary week this week. Mary Ann Davis. Mary Ann, good to see you today. She's having surgery on the 29th, so keep her in your prayers as well. Karen Bodwell. She fell and fractured her hip and a muscle tear. She's had a knee replacement and fell on her knee, so keep Karen in your prayers. Albert Jordan. I don't see Albert here this morning, but continue to pray for him and his cancer treatments. David Shoup as well. He's trying to make arrangements through the insurance companies. Had some insurance issues for an MRI for a spot on his lung. So David's a little nervous about that as well. We continue to pray for Donna Harris. Hi, Donna. Good to see you today. She's just continuing to march on. That's a good thing. So keep her in your prayers. Back pain. We've had a lot of folks with back pain. Dan Walsh, good to see you, Dan, in church today. Hi, Dan. Dan is up and walking. He's been down. Karen Rumberjohn as well. Karen's had some back issues. Sally Chanel. Ann McCartney. Chuck Blankenship. Helen Branson. And Gary Simmons said his back has gone out this week, so we have a back situation as well. We do continue to pray for Anna and Robin, their liver transplant. And they had a loss in their family as well. You know, we were praying last week for Angelo Carlino, grandfather to Robin's son, Keegan. He did pass away this past week. He was 95 years old, so what a glorious, long-lived life he had. And we celebrate his life with you as well, so Angelo Carlino and the family. Our prayer cards this morning, RJ is asking for prayers for his family. Donna's lifting up her friend Dave's niece, Caroline. Had a heart transplant. Is that a failure? So she's had a failed heart transplant.
And it's
so Caroline, let's keep Caroline prayed up extra special this week. No name on this one, but a scary week medically. And God remains steadfast. And thank God. Is that you?
That's Herschel. That's Karen. Okay, Karen. We celebrate that with you today. And is thanking God for recovery of his condition. Robin also lifts up a granddaughter of a friend, Hillary, who's had a diabetic setback and was taken to the hospital in New Jersey and is now in ICU. So Hillary, keep her in your prayers as well. Mary Ann, of course. Tyson Brixner is in the hospital in ICU with some sort of a parasite condition. Gary Simmons listed lifting him up, and Vanessa as well for relationship problems. So keep Tyson and Vanessa for the Simmons family lifted up. A co-worker, Isaiah, his aunt is in ICU after being hit by a car, so it's a tragic thing. At this time of year, any time especially, but the co-worker's aunt. Cody is, Cody's so, you know, we prayed for Eric last week, his uncle Eric. Yes, but we continue to lift up that family as well. Cody's really a spiritual warrior, I think, in the making. Eric Maldonado as well, a friend of Garfield. So he did pass away. He was a young man that Garfield worked with that had cancer, and he has passed away. So keep the Maldonado family in your prayers as well. I know we bring many things with us this morning on our hearts. So let's take them before the Lord this morning. Would you bow your heads and pray with me? Awesome God, we are amazed this morning as we stand before you. Father, you willingly sent your Son here to give himself for our sinful nature, to make our relationship with you pure and true. Father, we celebrate this morning the grace that is poured down upon your people. Father, you do not give us what we deserve. You give us what we desperately need, and that is salvation. For that gift of Christmas, we give you thanks. An eternity promised through Jesus. And Father, we pray this morning that you have heard our callings. One that is gone, that I forgot to mention, Lord, is new life. It's so good seeing Dallas and Colin here this morning. Father, in just a few short weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, a new baby will come into this world. A baby that has an opportunity to change the world. So, Father, we pray a blessing upon this family and this new life that will present itself shortly. So, Father, I pray for an easy end to this pregnancy and delivery of a newborn baby, Griffin. So thank you, Jesus, for allowing them to be the parents of this precious child. Father, we bring many hurts and heartache with us today as well. Father, for those of us that see this as a sad time of year, let us seek out the joy of Jesus. Let us put ourselves and make ourselves less to make you more. Father, let our joy come from places beyond the troubles of this place. Let us see your joy lived out in our lives. And let us be joyful to those around us. So, Father, today we have gathered. We've gathered together in a world that seems to be crazy sometimes, for the lack of a better word. We are just lost and wandering in the desert. People have turned from you. Nations have declared you irrelevant. But, Father, we pray and we know that our true victory will come in you. So, Father, as we gather this day and come together this evening to celebrate a time of darkness that is lighted by a baby, Father, we love you. We trust you and we know that you are guiding each of our steps. I just pray that we recognize your work in our lives. So, Father, bless us now as we continue our worship of you in the prayer that you taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
blessings back to you, Father. We ask your blessings to grow and multiply our efforts here at Lakeside. Father, bless all that we do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Dallas, when you're 80, do you want to have children? No. This is a young woman's game, isn't it? Okay, there's a conversation going on. We'll have to find out about later. This pregnancy is not for sissies, is it?
No, it is.
So, Gabriel tells Mary that Elizabeth is going to have a baby, which would turn out to be John the Baptist. So two supernatural childbirths are taking place in this story. A young woman too young to have a baby and an old woman too old to have a baby are both pregnant. Beth Moore writes, how like God in the middle of news with universal consequences, he recognized the personal consequences of one girl. You ever wonder how God can keep an eye on even your life and the details of your life? God is good, huh? God is God. God can do it. God knows every detail of our life just as he did then. He can run the universe and he can affect your lives as well. That's the kind of God we have. When Mary went to Elizabeth's house, she got confirmation that everything she had experienced was true. That this angelic visit wasn't just a figment of her imagination. When she goes into the house of Elizabeth, Elizabeth yells with joy. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Elizabeth told her, as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Even babies in the womb leap for joy when Jesus is present. Even in someone else's womb. John knew what was to come, even in his mother's belly. So what makes Mary so special, do you think? Mary's song, the Magnificat, which is Latin for magnify. The first word in the Latin text, to magnify, is to glorify, to make much of God. Out of Mary's song, we see some attributes. We're going to find out what makes Mary so special, and if we can master some of these as well. The number one thing we're meant to notice here is Mary's love of Scripture. She quotes from 10 different passages of the Old Testament in her song. So she must have knew this Word of God. She quotes 10 old Scripture testaments. And she loved the story of Hannah, an elderly Jewish woman. In 1 Samuel, we hear about Hannah. She was barren for many years, and like many Jewish women, her greatest desire was to have a child. In fact, she went to the temple and prayed fervently. So much so that the priest, the old priest there, Eli, said, "Woman, you're drunk. Go home, you're drunk." And she said, "No." And then God answered her prayer. And then Eli had to say, "Well, you know, God was right." Eli assured her that God had indeed heard her prayer. And after many years of barrenness, Hannah and her husband Elkanah finally were able to have a child. Mary tells of this story. And that this child would be Samuel, a famous prophet of Israel. Hannah was faithful and trustful of God. And she burst into song, much like Mary's song. Something to be said for singing when we're happy, isn't it? Does people, do you all like to sing when you're happy?
Yeah.
There's something to that. Mary knew Hannah's story. Mary didn't just love the Word of God, she loved the God of the Word. Mary was sold out for God. us is that we're sold out for God. Mary talked of being a servant. Do you know what servant means? Bond servant or slave? That means your only purpose here is to serve your master. Who's your master, you say? That's a choice God gives us. Which master do you serve? Mary was all in. Mary did what the master asked of her. I worked for the state of Florida. How many of you have worked in a position that had a job description that was nicely detailed and down at the bottom the last line said all other assigned duties? I'm going to do these 20 things and then anything else the boss tells me to do. Mary had that on her job description. All other assigned duties. Mary's will is caught up in God's will. She refers to God as the Lord, her Savior, the Mighty One, Holy, Merciful. She acknowledges His performing mighty deeds, scattering the proud, bringing down the rulers, and lifting up the humble, feeding the hungry, sending the selfish rich away empty-handed, and keeping His promises to Israel, His chosen people. Mary loves God with all her heart, all her mind, all her soul, all her strength. And because of that, God chose her for such a great honor. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him." So God looked across the universe and found little old Mary. How did God find Mary? The next thing we're aware of in the scripture is Mary's humility. When she says, "From now on, all nations will call me blessed," she's not bragging about that. She's marveling at God's choice of her. Why me, Lord? How many of you have ever said, "Why me, Lord?" Why me? Or maybe a good thing or a bad, right? I would like to think we would say, "Why me, Lord, when I've been blessed? I don't deserve this." Verse 48, Mary talks about, "The Mighty One has done great things for me." Mary understands grace. You all sit here this morning understanding God's grace. God's grace allows us to receive blessings that we don't deserve. Most of the time, we don't deserve God's blessings. We're fallen. So do you ever see Mary in this light? It's easy to serve God when He gives you good news, isn't it? Listen, Mary, you're going to be the mother of the Savior of the world. It's good news in the beginning, but did it end well for Mary? Mary watched her son die on the cross. Can you imagine how it went down when Mary told her parents, "Hey, by the way, I'm pregnant"? Lakeside supports First Care Women's Clinic. Some of the young girls and women that go there, I'm sure, face some of the same dilemmas. First Care helps young men and women as they help the fathers of these children. And through their help, they have saved hundreds of babies right here in Palm Beach County. Provide free sonograms, parenting classes, baby clothes, diapers, counseling and adoption counseling. Mary didn't have the luxury of this, but the sonogram becomes a pivotal point for many as they see the young life within them. That's when it becomes real, doesn't it? It's when it becomes real, when you see what you think it is for those young parents to have that first conversation with their parents? Maybe you've been a part of one of those conversations. What do you think Mary's parents had to say about this? And what do you think about what the neighbors said and the townsfolk said? Were there whispers?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been in one of those situations?
Oh, yeah.
Where the people are whispering behind your back? And then there's that dedication after the baby's born. Do you know what the elderly prophet Simeon said in Mary's ear that day? This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and the sword will pierce your own soul too. We read about that in Luke 2. You think those words echoed in Mary's ears 33 years later? There was her baby hanging on a cross. Mary collapsed at the foot of the cross that day he was put on the cross. And I'm sure Simeon's words rang true in her head. And that's the price we pay for following God. Jesus himself has said it in John 15:20, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you. But even so, it's worth the price. Do you gain strength in the price being worth the sacrifice? So Mary's humility is something we should study, try to emulate. When we magnify God in our life, I love this line, you take the magnifying lens off of yourself and all of your problems. G.K. Chesterton once quipped, angels can fly because they take themselves lightly. Mary takes herself lightly because she magnifies the Lord and the work of her life in the world. We don't hear much else about Mary other than being the mother of Jesus. You think being Jesus' mother was a full-time job? She did have other children, right? I think she was a full-time mom. And God used her in a mighty way. So the gift we're taking away on this Christmas Eve morning, that God is ready to use us if we magnify His love, His forgiveness, His grace, His mercy in our lives. We talk about it here all the time. God wants to use each one of us, and we've been gifted with that. Christmas is a great time for that. We hear Christmas carols playing. Hallmark Channel is round the clock. Love for Hallmark, right? My wife was right in front of me today. I had to turn around and look at her. I think our TV now only gets one channel. I can't get any other programming on that TV, and it's on 24/7. Yes, I think that might be happening at your house as well. I'd like to say let's get together and watch a game, but we probably have to go to somebody else's house to watch it. For us, right? Oh, that's awful. The sacrifices you make. But you know why? Christmas is the perfect time of year. We've been given a gift. God has saved us from our sins, and we are to tell others, hey, there's this God guy. And Jesus came down to help you and me.
Amen.
So I hope the biggest and best gift we can give this year to people we love is the gift of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the amazing humility of Mary, the mother of the Savior of the world.
We honor her today for being faithful and her humble obedience. And we ask that you would help us be like her, to be sold out like Mary was, ready to do your will more than anything. Father God, I ask that you would help us to magnify you today, to glorify your name in all we do and in all we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Amen. I think Bill has to go.
It's good to see you.